In California, recent raids have resulted in the arrests of hundreds of people believed to be working in the U.S. illegally. But the raids have also prompted a backlash in some California cities. Several mayors accuse immigration authorities of acting too aggressively. And last week, there was panic in Oakland after immigration agents were spotted near an elementary school. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has the story.
The power of a rumor is evident in the anxious faces of about 100 worried parents gathered in the cafeteria of an elementary school in East Oakland.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Charles Wilson, the principal of the Coromantla Discovery Academy.
The meeting is prompted by reports that agents of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, had been conducting surveillance near the school. In fact, last week, ICE agents arrested one woman at a neighborhood business and also a family of four in nearby Berkeley. That was enough to set off a panic that ICE was targeting schools. And so the first thing Principal Charles Wilson tells the parents is that their children are safe on this campus.
I want to emphasize that while the reports of the immigration agents in the neighborhood may be true and many people have reported having seen them, the immigration agents did not come to the school. They never came to the school.
A spokeswoman for ICE, Virginia Kice, says federal immigration agents had no intention of targeting schools or students.
They were specifically looking for individuals for whom they had administrative warrants. These are people who had ignored outstanding court orders of deportation and were subject to arrest. They did not conduct any enforcement actions on or near a school campus.
Nonetheless, a local community group called this meeting to advise these parents of their legal rights should they be approached or detained by immigration agents. That sets off a flurry of questions. One parent, Genaro Geronimo, says the whole affair frightens him. He says he has a sister in Michigan who was deported and separated from her children. He says, I was going to come to school to pick up my son, but I heard that I should stay away, because immigration was rounding up parents. I pick up my son every day at 3. I called my wife, and she started crying. I thought I was going to lose my child. It's made me sad all week. But after the meeting, Geronimo and other parents said they felt reassured because 4 school district police officers were assigned to nearby patrols. Oakland Mayor Ron Dellums also lent his support to the parents by denouncing the ICE raids.
You have children in this school who are already fearful, and that's inappropriate. I mean, that scars our children.
Dellums is not the only California mayor weighing in on immigration these days. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom is promoting his city as a sanctuary where services will be available to all residents, including the undocumented. And in Los Angeles, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa recently called on the Department of Homeland Security to stop workplace raids on what he called non-exploitative employers, which happened to include manufacturing companies in his city. Here's what he told CNN.
We have to enforce our laws, but we have to enforce them in a humane way, in a way that reflects our Constitution, and in a way that prioritizes our resources.
Back in East Oakland, a tentative calm has returned to the neighborhood, but ICE spokeswoman Virginia Kice says the whole incident could have been avoided.
I just wish that some of the people in positions of authority had made a few phone calls to confirm whether or not these reports were factual before they moved ahead and caused widespread panic.
Kice says her agency is open to talking to community leaders about its operations. But the bottom line, she says, the job of ICE is law enforcement. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Oakland.